It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Welcome back to another installment of Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. There are two games in Beaver hockey recent history where you can refer to them by name. The Teddy Bear Toss and the 6-second goal are next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. When I say teddy bear toss, the first thing that comes to most Beaver hockey fans is a trip to Duluth. Head coach Tom Ceratori.
Oh gosh, Schultz, it was one of the craziest games ever for Beaver hockey, and we're playing in Duluth. It was in 2006, and Duluth steamrolling us. It's 3-0, 10 minutes into the game, and I'm just sitting here, and it's just, it's a pounding. And they had their teddy bear toss, and after they score the first goal, of course, there's just a plethora of teddy bears on the ice right there. And so the next goal they score, there's a few more. And I'm kind of yelling on the, you know, to the refs, hey, come on, we can't have this. So after the second goal, they go to Scott Sandel. Hey, come on, Scott. Like, you can't have all these teddy bears coming on the ice. And like Sandy's going, what do you want me to do? You know? And so they kind of tell Sandy, hey, you know, you can get in like an unsportsmanlike. Well, they're never going to call that. So they score the third goal. More teddy bears go on the ice, and they call a penalty for unsportsmanlike on UMD. So they're penalizing UMD because the fans are throwing out some teddy bears right there. And some of that, again, I think was precipitated. I'm kind of chirping a little bit with the referees, but I also feel too, since it was 3-0, they said, why not, let's just give them a penalty. Well, they give Duluth a penalty. Scotty's going berserk. Like, I can't believe you're doing this. So Travis Winter ends up scoring a power play goal. So it's 3-1. Well, right after we make it 3-1, they score and make it 4-1. So it's 4-1 after one period, and things aren't looking good for the Beavers. And next thing you know, we score 2 minutes into the second period to make it 4-2. Then they make it 5-2. They answered back like 30 seconds later. So then what happens? We score three more goals in the second period to make it 5-5. It was just a crazy game. Third period goes scoreless, and then we win it in overtime, and I still remember it. Blaine Jarvis is coming off the bench. There's a shot on net, and he's coming from the bench to the net, and the rebound comes out, and he was uncontested and ends up scoring an open net. We went 6-5 in overtime, but you know, we came back from a 4-1. It was 3-0, 4-1, 5-2. We came back. There was three different three-goal leads Duluth had, and again, I think it's all, you know, really, the reason we won that game was because of the teddy bear. If we wouldn't have got that power play goal, and they might have got us 7-8-0.
That wasn't the only notable game referred to by name. How about the 6-second goal?
That was priceless, and that was in 2006, 2007, and we have a defensive zone face-off. There's 6 seconds to go in the game, and there's a defensive zone face-off in our end, in the John Glass. Now, mind you, what's the ceiling and what's the rafters of the John Glass fieldhouse? Maybe, I don't know, 40 feet, 35, 40 feet. All I know is anytime there was a puck flipped, it hit the rafters, so the whistle stopped. And heck, before the rafters were even painted at the John Glass Fieldhouse, a puck would hit the rafters right there, and then paint would be chipping off. It would fall on the ice right there. So it's just interesting. But 6 seconds to go in the game, and we have a defensive zone faceoff. We call a timeout. And all I remember saying is I just said, okay, we got to win the faceoff back to Wesley. Wesley, I want you here at 12 o'clock. And Scofie could skate. Tyler Schofield. Scofie, you just take off and get in the neutral zone. And Wesley, you just get Scofie the puck, which is going to be a bomb. The long, just like football, long bomb. And guys, just go from there. You know, okay, whatever, coach. Well, what happens, we win the faceoff clean. And looking back at it, Niagara's there is, again, a combination of a lot of things how this actually was successful. But the Niagara centerman didn't even try to tie our guy up. Didn't try to win the faceoff. Didn't do anything. So he allowed our guy to actually win the faceoff clean. Mistake number one. So Wesley gets the puck and he flips it. And he flips it high. And how it does not hit the rafters is beyond me. Well, Scofie takes off. Rob Sirianni takes off. And what their defenseman, Tyler Gottle, I still remember it was Tyler Gottle, he's about out by the red line, and the puck hits Tyler Gottle in the tip of the gloves and it goes behind him. And all Tyler Gottle had to do was, again, really just hit the puck forward. Hit the puck forward, and that would have killed another 2 seconds off the clock. But I'm sure he was worried about if he tipped it forward. Back in those days, it would have been an offensive zone faceoff for us. So he might have been thinking that way, too. I don't know. But it goes, it hits the tip of his glove and goes behind him. Scofie picks it up. As soon as he gets over the blue line, here comes Rob Sirianni racing in. And Scofie slides the puck over to Robbie. And Robbie, by the time, he's probably between the blue line and the top of the circle, just wires it and water bottles it. And we end up, again, the goal stood, and we end up tying that game. Now, Jerry Phillips hit the clock a little late? Maybe. Maybe Jerry waited a second before he hit goal on the clock. You know, maybe the goal judge, maybe we waited before the light went on a little bit. Who knows if it was a six-second goal, but it was controversial, as you know. And Dave Burkholder, he was not the happiest camper in the world, Niagara's coach, to say the least. And but it was just one of those games. We ended up being a tie. But it was just one of those games that just is great to talk about years after, because how do you score a goal from a defensive zone face-off and you have 6 seconds? I don't know how you can do it, but we did it.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.